WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Sigourney Weaver and Holly Hunter team up in the new film Copycat, about a psycho who copycats the styles of famous serial killers. Guest critic Steve Weinberg has this review.
The new thriller Copycat, which opened in theaters just in time for Halloween, is too frightening to be shaken off with a laugh when you leave the theater. All week I've had images in my head of the boyish serial killer, played by William McNamara, who emulates the techniques of celebrated modern murderers, and of the grisly messages he sends out on the internet to the author of a famous book on serial killers, played by Sigourney Weaver, whom he's aching to impress. The director, John Emile, has too much tact to dwell on the actual murders. Copycat isn't a gross-out, and the plot details didn't make me want to throw up, as they did in the recent movie Seven. The movie doesn't need to be graphic to lay siege to our fears. Brian De Palma glided through this psychic territory in glittering, multi-toned movies like Dress to Kill. Emile doesn't have De Palma's elegance or wit, or his depth of emotion. What he has is a talent for working with actors, and a script by Ann Biederman and J. Preston Allen that's as unpredictable as a snapped whip. Sigourney Weaver plays a psychologist whose expert testimony has put one serial killer, Harry Connick Jr., away. When he escapes, stalking and nearly killing her, she suffers a breakdown. Agoraphobia confines her to her San Francisco apartment for more than a year. Her only social contacts are via the internet. She boozes and pops Valium to still her panic attacks. But three local murders, executed in the style of the Boston Strangler, both reawaken her terror, even though Connick is finally safely behind bars, and tease out her buried intellectual interest in serial killers. She ends up in a reluctant collaboration with the two cops on the case, Holly Hunter and Dermot Mulroney. It's Weaver who identifies the shift in the killer's M.O. when a fourth body turns up.
There were two kinds of sperm. They said one was a secretor and the other was not.
How'd you know about that?
There were needle marks on her right arm.
So far, nothing they test for comes up positive.
Was the body found near a no dumping sign?
Yes.
Like this?
I could have taken that picture this morning.
He switched from DeSalvo to Bianchi and Buono, the hillside strangler. Two men, two kinds of sperm. Very witty, our guy.
Well, but you said that they're like robots. That is not consistent with what you
have. Consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds. Tell them to test for the chemicals found in window cleaner, ammonia, ethanol.
I know
it's
window what cleaner,
Bianchi,
I know.
It's what they injected into one of their victims.
Why these guys? And why in such detail?
He wants to dazzle us. I mean, anyone can strangle someone in a bathtub, right? He's just saying, look out. I'm just getting started.
The cast is terrific, except for Connick, who lacks the skills to bring off the lunatic hillbilly performance Emile is coaxing him to give. He's over the top. Holly Hunter slips into the role of a sharp-witted homicide cop. She seems effortlessly at home in this nerve-jangling environment. Her comfortable rapport with Dermot Mulroney teeters on the edge of romantic comedy. Sigourney Weaver does an amazing turn as the freaked-out psychologist. Weaver may be the most daring of American actresses. 10 minutes into the movie, she's already locked inside this character's panic, and she starts from there, taking her performance right into the stratosphere. There's an expendable subplot involving a jealous ex-lover of Hunter's, a fellow cop. And it's a mistake when the filmmakers, on three separate occasions, manipulate our feelings for the characters for the sake of a plot point or a shock effect. As an audience at a thriller, we give ourselves up willingly to be electroshocked. But a filmmaker has to be wary of breaking faith with us. Luckily, for almost all of Copycat, we're on the movie's side.
Steve Weinberg writes for the Boston Phoenix and teaches at College of the Holy Cross.